All glory to the Prabhupada. Okay, so how do we proceed?
I think we should start with the sketches. I have taken notes of your conversation because it was a long read. Yesterday you were very active on the chat. Yeah, and I put. I have taken out the essence of it, so I have some points here we can talk through.
But just in order to save from zooming back and forth, can Gandharvika put up the latest on all the sketches?
Yes, that's a good idea. The latest. I downloaded all of them, so I have it here, but I'm not sure which are the latest, and I'm not sure you have been working on them since.
Well, just to see them in line over here, of course I haven't downloaded them, because there's different versions, but I've got...
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me, I think I can do that. Do you have a newer ones, Gandharvika, which we haven't seen?
I don't know which one you see it. I posted all of them before we have conversation yesterday. I think I posted all of them, and only what I adjusted is Raji's expression. This is only new things, but so them I just posted them all of them at once, like before we talked yesterday.
Okay, so I can put them here now, and we can. So this is the third one. This was the. Oh, here is the mirror. Mirror. Yes.
Yeah, it helps. It helps to see them rather than having to scroll back and forth.
Mm-hmm. This was the. Okay. Just one sec.
It's like eight of them, I think, I have all total.
Yes. The bathing, yes. But that was the latest. Because I have all the versions here. I have seven.
I think the last one, even the Radharani taking bath in the morning. This one, you probably don't.
Yeah, I have that too, which is the eighth one. Okay, now I post them now, and then if I found the eighth one.
Okay, fantastic.
So this is seven, and if you, but I think it's seven.
Let me see what is there. What is missing there? Okay, the one was not supposed to be there, so it's not that one. Okay,
which
the one is Radha with Lord. Like you see, Radha holding the hand, looking in front of each other. This one is not for the book. I mean.
They're walking together. That's the one.
They're walking together. The Radharani with the snake. And then Lord Chaitanya, you got that one, Lord Chaitanya, yeah. So them walking and Radharani with the snake.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have that, yes. I don't have the latest one, so yeah, I need to scroll back. Wait a sec. Yeah, because that's on my other computer. Oh, okay. Yes, it's here. Yeah, I found it.
You found it all them?
Yes, one of them is here. And the snake, I'm looking at the snake, which I have the very, very... So on this computer, I have the very early version of it. And this is the latest. Yes, okay. I found the latest, sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, the snake and the walking.
find the broken one. You want me to post it?
Yeah,
but if it is more advanced than this one, yes, but I think this is the...
Right there. I posted the walking one.
Yeah, this is different a little bit than the other one. Yes. Okay.
And you found the snake one?
The hand is different. I found the snake one, it's there, but I'm not sure if it is the rapist.
Let me see. Yes, this is the rapist one. Mm-hmm.
Yes, when it... Okay, so we didn't change the hand when... Okay.
So you can delete one of them if you don't know if you want to.
Okay, all of them are there.
Okay, can we start one by one from the top?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Lord Chaitanya.
So you start with Rati? Oh, Lord Chaitanya. Okay.
That's at the
yes.
top, right?
Yeah,
okay,
the person is there.
Yes.
This is.
And the note was no sun, no moon, no Surya. They should not hold hands. Instead of Gora, have monochrome Krishna behind Radhe and monochrome Radhe behind Krishna.
Yeah, that was my idea because. Although when you do the painting, then obviously Radha will look more like Krishna and Krishna like Radha, but perhaps that could be better expressed if they were with that, I don't know how to call it, ethereal or conceptual picture of what they're actually seeing each other, how they actually see each other, so that Radharani remains Radharani, Krishna remains Krishna, or at least they're like this, decorating this much, but above them they look like the opposite person. Yeah, the sun, the moon didn't work at all, and I just...
There is one reason what I put that. I can explain a little bit what I did. Do you remember that I sent you that picture of that certain style of the artwork? I can send it back a few of them now, so Krishna probably can see it. It's because, you know, what I feel is like looking at the painting, no? And this is mostly what's going on here, it's what you have to show in the painting. It's mostly of the feeling, how they get lost in each other. So there's all this confusion about they feel like, she feel like she's Radha, she's Krishna, he feel he's Radha. So it's about the feeling, you know, it's not like a, you know, tax collecting, but Leela or something like this, so you can do as it is, okay? People standing, collecting tax, it's a little bit mystical feeling. So I thought like, there is not nice style when the I know it's called Sufi. I don't know if you Prabhu ever heard about that. It's a little bit like a mystical thing. So that's what I put. Like for example, I read that in commentary of Bilab, you know. So when this
yes.
guy, like no, when they get so absorbed in each other, no, all the confusion starts. And they said like night feels like a day, day feels like a night, you know. Cold feels like a hot feels like a cold, you know. So, and a lot of more going on of death, you know. And she said, like, she feels like when she's at home, she feels like she's in a forest. In the forest, she feels like at home. So I was thinking, express that, you can use that style of form. That's what I put, like, you know, one place going to be moon, one place going to be sun, you know. And then I can do, like, maybe something with that. What is called, according to it, like, the more devotional stuff. Like, you can have, like, maybe white peacock feathers a little bit and... Like maybe something warm, something hot, like with the colors, and use some more devotional elements, you know, with that. And okay, and Lord Chaitanya was this original. This was like Maharaj got the idea with that. It's some kind of also can go together with that word because, and commentary also you express something when the Lord Chaitanya also one who expressed that feeling, that certain sentiments, you know, when he's because he's Krishna, but he feels like he's Radha, you know. So there's some connection between that. But I was thinking, like, if you put Radha Krishna behind them, it's kind of confusing because they, like, they absorb in each other, so they, like, merge in each other, you know, of that feeling. They're not separated like another...
De ez most teljesen ez a, ez itt a, nekem a, ami itt van hívva, ez, ez az, ami ment ki.
Az a zöld.
Tessék.
Okay. We talked about this one.
We talked about it. My wife, maybe you can explain, like, what we talked about, you just not explain what we talk, and then see what Maharaj like it about what we talk. You can.
Okay, so good one. Is what you wrote here that there should be a monochrome Radha and Krishna behind them and above them. It could be a little bit confusing because. If it is a monochrome, even if it is not monochrome, that there would be no difference between the figures in front and the figures back, and no one would understand that why is it there. So even identify the figures could be a bit problematic. And what we were thinking that the sun and the moon could be only one planet, half sun and half moon, and in the background could be also the mixture of day and night. And Gandharvika has the idea that Krishna is originally blue, but when he touches Radhe, he gets a little bit goldish on the hand and a little bit half the face goldish, and it is the same thing with Radhe, when she touches Krishna, she could be a little bit bluish hand, but she stays goldish. And that suggests the philosophical idea what you wrote in the book, that in close each other, they can change even reflections, or they can affect each other with the complexion. And the Lord Chaitanya can stay there in a monochromish way in the background. What do you think?
It's not a matter of affecting each other. It's just that one thinks that Radharani thinks she's Krishna, and Krishna thinks she's Radharani. That's what we're trying to communicate.
But that's also that's already done with the changing of the clothes. That's communication. If you put something in the background, we put something in the background that could be confusing.
Okay,
yeah, because
forget
this
about
say a lot when they dress each other like a different, but stay the same color, then you understand, okay, he is Krishna, but he dressed like a Radha because he feels different. And just by, like how Prabhu said, by when they touching, like, you know, when they like looking face to face, or no, and when they touching each other, they kind of get a little bit bluish or golden, but little bit bluish or golden,
little bit.
No, color, like little bit of that. And whatever it's like in the background, I was thought, that's what I thought to do, and that little bit impression is fire, because when I read your commentary, you describe a lot, so what that feeling means. Like, for example, when she's at home, home feels like a forest, forest feels like at home. Night feel like a day, that day feel like a night, and on going on. That is like cold feel like hot, hot feel like a cold. So I can do that, and that little bit impression is away, you know, all that feeling.
Yes, she can do that in the background. She can do that
background.
Mixture.
It's a lot
the
about feeling. It's about feeling. So it has to be done a little bit like a mysterious ways, mystical ways, I mean. And Lord Chaitanya, somehow I could feel the connection, because you described that also in commentary, and that it says like, not like, it's not the exactly Lila when they merged together and became Lord Chaitanya, it's not that point, but they said like Lord Chaitanya, he actually expressed the same feeling. I know how you describe that, because he's Krishna, but he feels emotion of Srimati Radharani. So there is some connection to that, because it's the essence of his healing. So he can be there, like an attack, like a little bit like a faded, like not monochrome, like a little bit faded style. And so a little bit like that impressionist style, if you can do that of surrounding and keep them, the same color, just a little bit change, like they will change the dress. That's already described a lot, but we have to keep them and their color, because if I completely change their color, then it's going to be confusing. Then you don't know why is Krishna so small, because he looks completely blue, then in dress like yes. Krishna, he's blue, so then I'll be thinking, okay, he is Krishna. But
yeah, a complete change of the complexion, it will be confusing.
Yes. Little touch, whatever they touch each other, whatever they just like close to each other, whatever they touch each other, they get a little bit like shade of bluish or shade of golden. And they completely have different dress, like she's dressed like a Krishna, he's dressed like a Radha. So this explains a lot, I think, for that. And then not confuse too much people. It's a little confused, but it's not too much. They still, when they start to look at that painting and read the commentary, they will understand.
The description in the book, then they will understand the whole picture.
Yeah. Why the moon there? Why is the moon? What is the night? Why is the all things there behind them, around them?
But even with the description, if we put Radhe and Krishna in the background, it could be there, but they might mean nothing to the viewer.
Exactly.
Maybe not confusion, but something. Who are they and what? Why is an extra?
Because they're more like united, They so absorb, so they like merge into each other identity. They lose their identity. But they're not like separated, like one more Krishna, one more Radha behind them, separated then. So you read some, like I talked with Hari Puja about that and some of our friends, like how they feel, how they think, and they like it, like they think it's confusing to have Radha Krishna behind them. They like the Lord Chaitanya and like that all that little bit impressionism made down the field.
Who said that?
I talked with Hari Puja, she's like a good advisor, me, that's like not. Maharaj Noi, who she is, proper disciple, she's also artist and she's like a good with that. She likes the art, what I'm doing, so she's. I kind of ask her advice on my artwork also. And also just to know the opinion, some of the friends, just to know the opinion, how they. See, if I do this, how they feel, how they understand. So Radha Krishna was so busy for everybody.
Okay, just one thing. In order to have a sane conference, we can't interrupt each other. Everyone should be able to talk, and when they're finished, then the next person talks. Otherwise, it's very confusing. Let's talk a limited amount of time. I guess we can try it anyway. I'm not convinced. It depends on what we're putting on the footnotes to the picture. And if the footnote explains that, just like Lord Chaitanya thinks he's Radharani, Krishna thinks he's Radha, and Radha, they think they're each other. Radha thinks she's Krishna and he's Radha. Okay. Anyway, we can try it. It still doesn't come across to me so much. The hand holding hands is sort of weird. I got lost as to where the hands are and where the arms are, and I think it was a little too. They're dressing each other. You can't. It's impossible to dress each other and hold hands.
Because if like put two more hands up, it's going to be very confusing, because you're going to have like a crisscross four snakes or something. Crisscross line four hands, it'd be very confusing. Like if I want to put them up, like for example, if they're doing together something with two hands, like out there, so it's going to be crisscross command events. It's not going to look nice. So I don't know what else they can do with their hand, except like no.
But there is a point. Guru Maharaj has a point.
I understand, but you have to give me an idea.
They are pressing each other, and it is not so it is like look like more like they just sitting there, and I don't know, you know, just.
You see, like when they absorb so much in each other, they could touch their hand as well. It's not actually like not directly. Like for example, there's another lila we have with Rati, Radha Krishna, and Radharani. So this is more like a simple thing they dress in him, you know. So they doing with their both hands. But this is a little bit more like how they merge with each other. So I thought like hold the hand. I just don't know what else like to do nice. So maybe if you probably has another idea what could be done. So you can express their feeling, how they like their connection, how they lost in each other.
It is like I have an idea that this must be communicating that they are addressing each other, that and the holding hands can hold everybody's hand, one flower or a garland or something, and Krishna's hands in a earring or something, you know, they're just not touching each other, they're just holding something and decoration or elements in their hands. That could be, and no crisscross hands, and they can, that's suggesting definitely there is a dressing and not just sitting there and holding each other's hands. What do you think?
For me, it's a very static picture. Krishna's right hand is sort of lost. You have to really look for it. And Radharani, it's not 100% that it's actually saying what we want to say.
That's not a problem if one kind of lost, and it could be highlighted.
I could actually move the hand slightly more.
Mm-hmm. When the peacock feather is more visible, which is, I believe, Krishna is putting.
Yeah, Krishna putting like peacock feather.
Yes. So the band,
yeah, when
the
done with the
feather,
corner,
it will
don't
be more
interrupt.
Visible, more obvious.
Gandharvika, stop interrupting.
Problem if some arms or hands are missing, so that will be visible. But the other hands are holding hands. That is communicating that they are just sitting and resting, not decorating. And if there is a decoration in the hands, or could be Guru Maharaj's point that. But I don't know how can they decorate and dress each other in a different position, so I just don't see it right now. Guru Maharaj?
Practically how would it happen? It's impossible for two people to dress each other. First one person dresses mm-hmm. them, and then the other person dresses. I mean, that's...
Yes, that's the point.
That's one solution, that, you know, Krishna's dressing Radharani, and she's just sitting there, and you do everything else.
Mm-hmm. But we have pictures like that, and that you know. I think still it can be. So when they finish the dressing, now they are at the part of the decoration, and that could be in the seita, nicely. Gently.
Mm-hmm.
Like this.
I'm
final touches on the decoration.
I'm inclined to, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't tell Gandharvika to start painting this right now. Just because I'm
let's think about this one. This is a complicated one.
Yeah, I would.
Yes,
I suggest we move on. And come back to this. What do you think, Gandharvika? I'm not sold on it that we should have it at all. In other words, just because something's a good idea doesn't necessarily mean it's so easy to paint it.
I wouldn't drop it right now because I really like the idea and it's so different. And they are basically good in reforming a little bit the ISKCON's art movements. And we did it in the Nahavraj Mahima, and it worked, and it was communicative, and we can do the same thing here, and it's never easy. So let's not drop it right now. Think a bit more.
Well, that's called...
Better artwork, more thinking.
Yeah, that's what I say. Drop it now, come back to it later, just...
Oh, drop it now, okay. Sorry, yes. Drop it now. Next one. Footprint on the arm.
Okay, what's the sequence? Who talks?
Now this is Gandharvika's turn. We talked about this one with Gandharvika, you were offline. My conclusion is that I like the hand postures and motions now. I think it is very communicative. And the look is getting better, the eyes. And now we should talk about the... If you are okay with the look and the hand motion, Guru Maharaj, then we can talk about the background because Gandharvika has more plans for the background.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I have one thing. For me, the arms are, and I mentioned this before. I think overall, Rati's, and this is a real close-up. We don't have such a close-up of her yet. That she's too plump. She's too developed. And her arms are too thick.
This is just a sketch, not anatomically. We are not talking right now.
Oh, okay. I should forget about anatomical things.
Not yes. Forget, you say it, then I have the.
Yeah, you can say it, yes.
It's not to say it, but when I get proper motion, I want to propose. It's good to know, doesn't want the information.
Yeah, but this is just a sketch without the model.
Anyway, she's 13 years old, so we have to consider that. And everywhere, this description of vine-like arms are vine-like. They're not sort of thickish. They're very slender. And very, very nice. Even the right forearm seems just a bit too muscular. It's more like, you know, for someone who's already more developed. And anyway, overall, it's not the description of the gopis. Gopis usually sort of slender. Anyway, I'm curious to hear about the background because I thought this was completely no background.
Can I add one more thing? Just one more thing on the hands. So now the pointing hands, I mean, that is solved, that problem. But the other hand...
Which one you like better? Because I sent another one.
I like this one, but only the right arm. The left arm, I like the very first sketch better than this. So if you could change, I send it to you. So I like the right, no, the left arm on this one. I send it to you. But Guru Maharaj won't be seeing this.
Yeah, you send it to me so I know it, like which one you like. But okay, yes. Well, I don't know what Maharaj like on that.
Okay, so I like the other hand, which is on the breast. I like this. Now we lost Gandharvika.
Oh, okay, I'm here.
Yes, I see you. I just call her. Yes, and is Gandharvika ideal?
Yeah.
Yes, and the first sketch what I sent to you, it is more like Gopi, the Gopi what Guru Maharaj is described, than this one, than the new one. Here only the hand is good and the look. Okay, but the body.
But why is not like it? So here you visual, because you don't like it the right hand. I changed it completely because nobody liked it the right hand. So the left hand you like it, and this one.
Yes, the right hand is okay. Good in the latest sketch. Because that was the most biggest problem. But the left hand, which is on the breast, is better on the first sketch. What I said to you, it is okay. I like this.
Let me send you back two more sketches because I sent two different. I will send you back one more and then because I have right hand. I have two different
sketches. We are losing you.
I'm here. You can't hear me.
There's one option.
Oh yes, if you hear us, that's good. But the vibers, what is that? It says that we are losing you. Okay, no problem.
Okay, so. Okay, so now can you see this two picture and tell me the right hand which one you like it from that two? Because it's too different.
Okay, let's talk this another time because Guru Maharaj doesn't see the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, interestingly, I see pictures that Gandharvika just sent. I see the pictures. I see them on my telephone anyway.
That's good. Still, what I sent you, I like the left hand better.
Yeah, the left hand. Yeah, the second picture, left hand, kind of going to be the same way. The last picture, but
almost the same.
Yeah, I will keep the line.
The little finger has a nicer position on the. Sorry if I am too fussy.
No, it's good.
With hands, I'm very fussy.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. It also, like I said, I did it a little bit from my hand. I don't have actually. If I do this, I will take close up the hand and I will do it like nicer than even that. Just the position. Okay, so this one.
So we are talking about the right hand right now. So
the right hand, like pointed.
Guru Maharaj, what do you think? Which one do you like the better? We are talking about the right hand, which is pointing at the footprint.
The right hand. For me, the okay. I'm looking at the. The first one that Gandharvika just sent between that one. In other words, there's the one that you sent, and then there's the first one that she sent, not the second one. The first one.
What she sent, the first one, the right hand. I think is more communicative than the second one she said.
Yeah, the first one is better.
Yes.
So the palm up, no?
Palm up, yes.
Okay.
Thumb is up. I don't know. I don't have.
No, palm.
The palm up, yes.
Not thumbs.
Palm, yeah.
Palm up and not down.
Yeah, that's good.
get sorted. Okay, Gandharvika, so the first one, the right hand is good, and what I sent you, the left hand is good.
Yeah.
Okay, now we are interested to hear the background. I mean, I heard already, but...
But mind you explain it, and you do better than me. You explain it, you hear from me already.
I do better than you, okay.
So, yes, English is not my language, so it's okay.
Okay, sir.
Can I talk too fast?
I can understand your language. I don't have any problem with your language.
Yeah, I understand your language. Absolutely not a problem. And this is not my first language, so I'm Hungarian. But in the background, because Rati is surrounded by the Manjaris, she wants to put some Manjari faces. Around, basically, Rati. And also some forest details, you know, like birds and flowers and, you know, just the normal background things. And what did you say about the faces, that they are not just like standing there, but they are just looking
a little bit impressionist way, the same way like I sent you that picture of that Sufi style, like a little bit like that, not as it is, like, you know, so realistic, a little bit like in mystical way done.
The composition is not like realistic, but more like design. How they in the background. I don't know how to explain this to you, Grumara. I know what she wants.
Can you see the picture what I posted before? Before Prabhu posted Radharani, there's a picture I posted with that style of work what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure Guru Maharaj sees it.
I see it. It's horrible. It's like a nightmare.
No, I mean, it's not the, as it is, but just the style. Like, you have the elements of the birds, you have like the flowers there. Like, it's not, of course, it's not as it is, but just the idea of that.
I think, Gandharvika,
it is the point when we should see the sketch of the background as well. Mm-hmm. Because lots of things happening here. And
yeah,
it's more like a pattern.
Of course.
So this painting is more like a pattern. And I know what you want to do, but I want to see it, how it works in the background.
Okay.
Because right now it is just in your head.
Okay, can I comment?
Yeah, I don't know how to.
Can I? Yeah.
Yes.
My, I would, before talking about, you know, what the background should look like, I think this painting is more the principle of less is more. I wouldn't do anything except just have this picture of Rati there. And for background, I would just, I don't know, you have to think, just some fading out color, or some color getting stronger, some light, but aside from that, just concentrating on figure, I would just say that she's not just communicating. Are y'all still there? Okay, she's not just communicating to gopis, but to us. And anyway, that's, for me, I thought that was a relatively quick painting, simple, and I think it would be powerful. But for that, the eyes are great, but Anyway, they're great. If I look at the last picture, they're fine. Somehow or another, you know, like sort of effulgence coming out from her, and that's it. I think that would be enough, rather than many gopis.
Is there some flowers around them? At least, for example, flowers somewhere? Because otherwise, like, I don't know what
just to do with
the ground there.
Where
is it? Has to be some color there or something.
And yes. Where
something
can,
has to
where
be
is,
there.
Yes. But not interrupting, anything, so nothing important, just something background with a nice color. With some flowers or whatever, but not over decorating the background.
Yeah, I would, you know, I would just I wouldn't even do that, but yeah, you could do that.
No, it is just staying in the style, because now we have the style of basically fully fill the frame of the picture. So we don't do that what we have done in another Vrajamani with paintings, I mean drawings without the background. So we must put something in the background.
Okay.
Stay inside.
Okay. Anyway, but if you want to sketch, do sketch in gopis and so on, but I thought this would really be relatively a quick painting and very nice. You put in gopis and so on, then you're really you're getting into a longer painting.
I think it's put like a gopi, just like if, I don't know if you remember that Sevakunch, what Radharani did, her like famous masterpiece. So she has like a faces through the, just little bit like a monochrome way down, like a faces, little bit like a faces speaking through the, just
yeah, that's
the,
so
this
is
it. It's very slimy, very like, you know, it's not going to be like a full figure standing there doing something, just like three faces, no? Because she's going through forest to forest and looking, showing this to her foot, that footprint of Radharani, showing to her girlfriends, like a Manjaris or gopis. So I thought just like, no, maybe two, three faces, like between the flowers. And also it's going to be a little bit that impressionism way done, you know? Just
okay.
Something has to be in the background because I have to fill up with something. If I just make a completely like a blurry, just color there, it's not going to look like it's so nice. So I thought maybe just make, because she's in the forest, so just she's happy and ecstasy, so flowers kind of, you know, it's nice things to put that. And between just like more like little faded, like few faces speaking there, just the faces. And maybe it's the face where you don't even notice right away. Just like, you know, says how Radharani there, you don't even notice this right there. When you look in the painting, then you see like there is some faces.
Okay, so something simple, not a...
Yeah, simple, not so realistic and not so complicated. But just flowers and two copies, faces only. But you know, whatever you told me, do it.
I sent you the picture, maybe this, okay, that is Krishna in the background, but not like this, but something simple background, not even this complicated, even simpler than this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but... This is very realistic, you see, this is what I have to really say. I thought that Dal is a little more than that, it is the Spanish way.
But here there is no point to be realist.
Yeah, for this thing.
Because it's not a, you know, it is actually happening. It is not a surrealistic philosophical.
And you see, then I have to have like a real background there, you know, then I have to have like a no perspective, I have to have like front bushes, back bushes,
no.
Or
just,
sky,
just, no.
Or...
No, just cut it down in the middle. I'm just talking about the upper part of the painting, not down.
No, but down, like, she has to be like, you know, like, I have to have like, you know, something like, you know, understand, like, if I do realistic, then it has to be realistic everything. Then I have to have somewhere like a front, some bush or something. Like maybe I can make her like a bigger as possible for like whole page of the painting, but something has to be there and the background has to be happen. Or this style or that style, whatever you like the best, but something, you know.
Okay, let's do some sketches, okay? The bottom part, mm-hmm. The bottom edge of the painting must be, I believe, on the elbow, at the elbow point. What do you think?
Yeah, just like slightly more. Yes. Like, let's see, like I can add 1 inch more or something, because you know you don't want to have like a frame and or something. Like just cut it right there to her elbow, like so close.
Okay,
you know?
so let's do have just like a quick sketch and please frame it. I mean, please show us where is the end of the picture. Okay, the edges of the picture.
So, but which time do you want me to do this then?
simple background. It's up to you. I'm even okay with that. What Guru Maharaj said that only just colors, atmospheric colors. You know, no, not even one flower, not even one leaf.
Mm-hmm. Impression is a little bit.
You know, just nothing. You know, like the. A very, very fast forest, blurry something, brush strokes or something. A simple picture and
this is very impressionism style then. Anyway, we'll see, I'll try, we'll see what.
No, you stay in your style. So we are not, when I'm talking about brush strokes, I'm talking about your style, not impressionist style. So we are not, no, you don't leave your style.
No, not impressionist. It's not impressionist.
No, not impressionist, not at all. But in a realistic, your style, in your realistic style, you should be able to do a background which is simple and not interrupting the foreground. Okay, so that's why I sent you this picture. For instance, Radharani is in the left top left corner, top right corner. Mm-hmm. You see? That's a realistic background without any very complicated effort. So, with brush strokes and very simple, you know, that's basically just brush strokes with some suggestions of some flowers, and you don't even see the
shape. Here is no suggestion. There is like a real flowers, and you see even the bumblebee seed in the flower. That's what it's very
no.
Realistic.
That's the left. No,
and I'm okay.
You're talking about.
I'm okay with.
I'm talking about the right, top right side. Look at that, top right side.
Yeah, it's far away.
Mm-hmm. It is far away. Okay. It is just brush strokes. You don't even see the shape of the flower. Nothing. Mm-hmm. And this is.
But can we
totally
do some flowers there, or you don't like the flowers there? Because can you like?
No, you can do some flowers, but don't put too much effort. You should make the. I don't mind even the left side as well. You know, so some. But that doesn't interrupt the main message of the painting. That's it. Okay, don't work complicated. It is a simple task. Okay.
Don't worry about the complications.
Nothing can go wrong with this kind of regard.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, two things. Since we're looking, I saw this picture that you sent of Uddhava in the background and the Radharani and the bee, in the invisible bee. This is just an example of what Radharani shouldn't look like. Although she's very, very attractive, the face is very nice, but her body, she's like an athlete or something. She looks like a swimmer.
Like what?
An athlete.
Yeah, like a 30-year-old mother after two children.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, an athlete, someone who's lifting weights and doing exercise and going and swimming. She looks like a swimmer, actually. Wide shoulders and big hips and quite a big waist. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looks a lot older than
her arms.
Not so delicate.
Her arms, yeah. Her arms are, but she's very beautiful. She has a very nice face. Okay. I have a question about something that Gandharvika generally does, and if you look at Rati's head. Say from our point of view, the left the left side of her head. I get this feeling all the time that the head is, it's just too big on that side. And it's something that that Gandharvika tends to do. It may be perspectively right, but visually, it just looks like one side of the head is too big. And I don't know, am I a Krishna? How do you see that?
Actually, I don't. We are talking about the first what she sent, or all of the pictures.
Because
this is very visible. What you are talking about right now, it is very visible on this one. Yes.
Now I'm talking particularly. Well, it's something that I noticed. It's the first one that she sent. Yeah. The one that you sent is already good, and the second one she sent is better. But this is something that comes up, that it tends to be too big. If Gandharvika just watches out, that's fine. Anyway, that's all.
I know this problem. It is because we are going to look after this, Guru Maharaj. Yes, it is actually this is a problem which is usually when she is drawing faces and heads looking down, and I noticed this problem, and we corrected it on the last paintings, and I'm aware of this, and
okay,
we are managing it. Okay,
fine. Hey, we should move on if we're going to get anywhere with all these. How long are we talking, by the way? Since we've been talking an hour and a half.
It is an hour and a half already. Yes. I don't know. We have been talking about two paintings.
Yeah,
and there is six left. Six. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we schedule another meeting, or just try and do one more painting?
Let's do one more, and after that, schedule another meeting. Yes, please.
Which one comes next?
Radharani is bathing, and let's see the notes. Yes, in the mirror she sees looking at the reflection, which she sees as Krishna.
Oh.
This not with the bathing.
No, this is not the bathing. This is the other one. This is the dressing. But let's talk about the bathing. On the bath, with the bathing, she is thinking about Krishna in the kund, in the lake, and splashing water. And you sent a picture of bathing in the lake.
Yeah, it's not, it's a little distant, but yeah. I that was just a thought. I'm not particularly attached to it. Here,
I like it.
That's what she thinks of when she's feeling that. But
I like it because that will be a different painting and a very communicative painting. Otherwise, it is just a bathing with a room background, which I I'm afraid of because of the perspective again.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking. I was looking for some descriptions that I had of actually what the rooms are. I don't know where that is. Is that in Vilapkusumanjali? I wrote somewhere a very detail of what her apartment looks like. Anyway, go ahead. It's a little right now. It's a very static the picture. It needs some dynamism to it, some action to it. Gandharvika?
Yes, I believe the hands could be a little bit more different, not just resting on the... and she still can think, her face still can be like thinking about Krishna. I like the face because this is suggesting that she is thinking, she's deep in thinking, not there, she's not there physically, but she's thinking about something else.
Very good. It's very
but
good.
But the hands would be, yeah, the face is good, I like it. And also, Rati could be a little bit, I don't know. Her body could be a little bit an S form. Gandharvika, are you here?
Mm-hmm.
You know the classical S form, how they hold the body posture a little bit, not like, you know, right now it looks like a tree, like a nothing happens, very straight spine, nothing with the hips, but even the legs are like a soldier. She's standing like a soldier, you know. But the movement of Rati could be much more interesting. And you should look at now here the old masters comes in, Gandharvika.
I feel like when she pour the water, you know, like I don't know, she don't dance there, she kind of like, you know, she's, I know, I put
her
one,
but not like,
leg
not
bended
like soldier.
One.
You know, like, hey, stand straight.
Yeah, she has one leg bended, one little more straight, isn't
it? Look at some pictures. There are many bathing pictures in the old masters as well, and I mean, this is something like this when somebody is pouring the water, and could be something more interesting. So definitely, I want you to change Rati's body posture, and the face of Radharani is beautiful and totally gives the message. Hands. I like how the hands, they look nice, but not very. So it is static. But maybe if you change Rati, Rati can stay the same posture.
She's a little shy. She's a little shy and thinking of Krishna.
Yeah.
So if you change Rati,
I believe Rati can stay like this with this shy. Cross hands and yes?
Yeah. But there's one thing about Radharani, and that is that she can't be this see-through with the sari.
She's not going to be see-through.
Yeah.
Just because it is black and white drawing, she's definitely not going to be see-through. She's going to be a completely white cloth over her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If we wanna add some action. Right now, we have Rati pouring the water, I assume, in... Are we there? Hello? Hey, Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Talked about the bathing composition, about some different postures.
Oh yeah, let me give you my idea. Okay. Well, definitely don't have the bathing like this bottom picture here, this master's picture.
No, it is just the posture, Guru Maharaj. How can be different when you are pouring the water?
Okay, here was my idea that on the bathing, and I'm trying to get the... Yeah, here's the bathing. Is what if she was pouring the water and the water was coming front instead of in the back?
Yes, that's another option, yes.
In other words, that water is pouring down the front, that covers the whole front, the front issue gets dealt with. I don't know, it's... just so that it's a little dynamic, but okay, anyway, you finish talking. I don't want to talk anymore.
Yes, and I need to go as well.
Okay, yeah, we talked enough. We need to set up. Anyway, something happened. There was a typical India internet power crisis. Don't have the bathing like this bottom picture here, this master's picture.
No, it is just the posture, Guru Maharaj. How can be different when you are pouring the water?
Okay, here was my idea that on the bathing, and I'm trying to get the... Yeah, here's the bathing. Is what if she was pouring the water and the water was coming front instead of in the back?
Yes, that's another option, yes.
In other words, that water is pouring down the front, that covers the whole front, the front issue gets dealt with. I don't know, it's... just so that it's a little dynamic, but okay, anyway, you finish talking. I don't want to talk anymore.
Yes, and I need to go as well.
Okay, yeah, we talked enough. We need to set up. Anyway, something happened. There was a typical India internet power crisis.
So what
should we do now? Let's make another day and continue going. I don't know, is Gandharvika going to start painting?
Not painting, but making the sketches with the models, what we discussed. So we talked through three sketches, and she can start working with the models. And then we need to talk about the other sketches the next time.
Okay. I'm wondering whether the way we're having the conferences is the most efficient. In other words, there are certain things I know nothing about, which you and Gandharvika can speak of well, which are more artistic things. And
yes, we do that.
So maybe you can have a conference before the three of us have a conference, and then I can add whatever I have to what you've done as sort of a final sketch. Or
I think we are at the stage we need to talk through the sketches that they are in a good way, and now it is our turn to talk through the... So now we are at the stage that we need you, Guru Maharaj, with the sketches.
Okay, anyway, I'm here. Let's make another date.
Okay, so... But I will talk to Gandharvika because I'm available for her, so... Yes.
Okay, when do you want to have another date? Give a time.
You mentioned Friday. No, Friday is not good for me. Saturday?
Saturday is fine.
Okay, so Saturday, same time?
Yes, fine.
Which means Gandharvika Friday, same time. Gandharvika, are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So for you it's Friday, 6:30. For us, Guru Maharaj is Saturday, 5 a.m.
Okay. Okay. And then, okay, and then with the conference, now, Krishna, you're the one who's interrupting everybody. Then we just need, it's just a matter of how these conferences really work to be effective. Otherwise, three people, four people talking over each other gets really confusing.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, anyway.
Sorry, sometimes I hear you a little bit delayed. And that's why I think you finished, and I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's another thing, there's delay on the phone. Yeah, you do the same with Gandharvika, not just so much me. Okay, we're good.
Okay, thank you. So, I think we finished.
Okay, I'm sort of keen to get moving schedule-wise. One last question, Krishna, are you seeing the schedule that we're doing in terms of production schedule?
Yes, I have an access.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. One thing we didn't talk about is the cover to this book, and we shouldn't talk about it now, but you should put it down on the agenda for the next discussion.
All right.
I sort of remembered what it was about.
Yeah, it was on the agenda today, but
okay.
There is too much things to talk about.
Okay, Saturday.
Saturday, yes, and... Yeah, and also with the production things, Guru Maharaj, it is sometimes I'm a little bit too much information is coming through the Lal production team, from the Lal production team, and that's why I just really don't have time to read everything what is the devotees send, but I'm trying to keep up.
It's not so much it's not so much the conference, but it's that I don't know what it's called, that organizational thing where you can just go on and just see just actually what the schedule is, because you're scheduled in for work along with Sundar.
Yes, I have the access for those.
Okay, anyway, I understand that you're busy. There was something else, but I can't remember what that is. Okay, Saturday.
Yes.
Okay, Hare Krishna Gandharva.
Thank you,
Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Gosh Prabhupada.